hog that's grown up wild?
Do what?
Do you have any names for hog that's grown up wild?
No, but they're going to say wild hogs. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And, say the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say the calf began to, what?
Bleed, I guess.
Okay. And,
but I guess so.
What about the noise that a cow makes?
A moo noise? Mm-hmm. But that's just what that is, just moo. Mm-hmm.
Is this a...
She's a... What you mean, what is she doing it for?
Well, there's a sort of a loud noise that she makes, like if a calf's taken away. Then there's a...
We used to say she's crying about her calf.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what they say.
And when she's hungry, would you call that crying, or would that be mooing, or what?
Hungry. They say she's hungry. She's wanting to be milked or something mm-hmm. like that.
They call that the noise she was making. They say she was...
Honey, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Is that... Well, again, is that what you call mooing?
That's what you call that, yes.
And the gentle noise that a horse makes...
is a braying noise.
But the gentler noise that a horse makes... Maybe when
you recognize
you or something.
You wouldn't want me to say a laughing noise. Because I don't.
Laughing?
But I know, because I don't. Braying? Is that what you want, braying?
What do you mean by the laughing noise? Is that soft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
soft. Like if you had a horse and he was your horse,
uh-huh.
and he'd be pleased to see you. Like Mr. Ed. I guess that's the way it'd be, because I have seen them do that to
uh-huh.
people that would walk up to them, or their owners that would walk up to them. I have seen them nudge them, you know, with their heads and
mm-hmm.
like that.
And, say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say it was time to go feed the...
stock.
And, what are you talking about? Say hens and turkeys and geese. What would you say then?
Feed the chickens.
Okay. Would chickens include the turkeys and geese?
Yeah. It would include all poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
sitting hen. Then you call her a sitting hen.
Where would you keep hens?
In some chicken coop.
What was that built like?
It's built like a little smoke house, but it's a coop. It's got the things in it that they roost on,
mm-hmm.
a regular chicken coop.
Is it closed up? Can they get out?
Well, you close it up.
Mm-hmm.
It has a door on it.
Are there any other places for keeping chickens? Maybe for...
just chicken pens. You can keep mm-hmm. them in pens if you want to.
Mm-hmm. And you know if you're eating...
chicken yards.
Uh-huh. That's bigger than the pens.
Oh, yeah. The pen's usually in the yard, in the
mm-hmm.
chicken yard. The chicken coop is in the chicken yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually always call it a pen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a P-E-N.
You know, when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
Oh, they call it a wishbone.
Uh-huh.
We used to fight over
it. Is there any stories about that? A what?
Pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they say if you reach under the table and pull it and make a wish, it can come true.
You pull it by yourself?
No, another person.
Uh-huh.
And make a wish and it come true. Pull it till you break it, you know, break it off.
Uh-huh.
And you keep each one of them keeps their part.
So each one of them...
That's the story behind it.
Each one of them's wish comes true.
That's what we said.
And,